Parshas Ekev, Vamarta Belvavecha Kaichi Vaitim Yadi Asali Esachai Lazeh, that you will say that it's your own strength of your hand that caused all these possessions that I have, all the wealth that I have. And one needs to remember that's not the case, that Kihu Hanais Lacha Kayach Lasas Chayel, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives you everything. What he does is he gives you all the potential that you need. You have all the potential you have, and it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gives you these gifts to bring out. What's fascinating is these koiches that are built into you, sometimes you reveal it yourself, and sometimes you transmit it to your children, and they reveal it, while by you it's still hidden. And that is a fascinating concept. A child is born from a union of his mother and his father. And you see often, though, that the child could reveal koichos from within himself that was not seen in an open way by either his mother or his father. So where did he get those koichos from? And the answer is they were there already in the parents. They were more in a dormant state, but they were there in the parents. And when the soul of the child is brought into this earth by their parents, the child has that ability to actualize it and bring it out from its potential. That is the aside, by the way, in parenting, where sometimes a parent has chalisha sadas, they feel their potential is not fulfilled, and then they see this in their children. So this is what they call nachas, but the truth is it shouldn't be a selfish thing. It should be a true hakara of what's really happening over here, is that Hashem gave you the matana, that nekuda, all the good midos is within you, and you can access it also by seeing that if your son has it, that means you have it yourself and you work towards it. Or you have it, your daughter has it, you work towards it. And that is the idea. So you see this, it's a pella. So you see that children, banim, have within them, they actualize the potential that's there from their parents, which is a tremendous yesod, because then you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us banim. What does that mean? That means Hashem is saying, within you, you are a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm putting all my koiches into you. It's there in potential. And you have the ability to bring it out from the hidden potential into a revealed way. And just like children inherit abilities from their parents, so too we, as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are empowered and we inherit these koiches straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why there's such an achrayus on us to access that and to bring out the great potential. Another hirah from this week's parsha is what the pasuk says, "Ve'etzpais b'shnei haluchais." I grabbed a hold of the two luchais, and vashlichem al shtei yodai vashabim leinechem, and I threw it down with my two hands, and it broke in front of your eyes. Now the mefarshim ask, "Ve'etzpais b'shnei haluchais" is extra. What do you mean? I held on to the luchais. It already said that he was holding on to the luchais, and he came down with the luchais. So obviously, it was in his hands. But he's saying again, the etzpice, I took hold of it. What's he taking hold of it? He already had it in his hands. And the answer is that when it says the etzpice this time, means he wanted to acquire it now as bailus, that it now becomes his, that he's kainet. He has a chelik of this luchais that he's now going to break, which is a tremendous mesiris nefesh from Moshe Rabbeinu. That not only did he break the luchais in order to break the gezerah, because till now they were like a nesua, and this broke it, and memela, the sin was lessened, and he was willing to give over his soul so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive his nation. Mechenina, he even said, erase me. And so therefore, not only did he do that, he put on himself also the guilt of the breaking of the luchais, which is maisei alekim. So That is why Moshe himself said, I'm breaking the luchais because I know that's what's supposed to happen, the etbais. I'm going to hold on to it, meaning I'm going to be kind it, that it that I have a chelik in it now, that it's mine also, and I'm going to break it. So the breaking of the luchais also is attributable to me. I'm responsible. I'm the manig, and I broke the luchais. That's mesiras nefesh. Maybe, this is what, you know, the last, Rashi in Parshas Zaysa Brach at the end of the Torah talks about Shriyas HaLuchais. The Gemara says, Yashe Koychacha Sheshibarta. He gives him a Shkoyach for breaking it. Yashe Koychacha, your strength should be Yasher, straight, up front, because you broke it. Could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being makar toiv to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he took on that achrayas, that he was even ve'etbais b'shnei aluchais, I wanted to be koinit before I broke it, so that the brokenness of the luchais would not just be, oh, you sinned, and I'm breaking it because of your sin, but I'm holding on to it myself, I'm having a chelik in it, even though I technically was not there by the sin of the eagle, I am placing an achrayas on myself, I'm koinit the luchais, and I'm breaking it, and that's mesiras nefesh. Another thing in this week's parasha, Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi Imakim Liyiras Hashem Aleikecha. What does Hashem want from you other than to fear Him, to have awe of Him? And the pasuk, basically, Moshe is talking about Yira, and the Gemara asks, you know, Atu Yira Milsa, this is Rusihi, is it so small? It's a big thing. Yeah, for Moshe it was small. And the famous question is, for Moshe it's small, but he's asking all the Eden to have that Yira. And the Zohar answers that there is a spark of Moshe in every person, in every Yid in particular, and every Managadar in more with more emphasis, but in every Yid there is a part of Moshe Rabbeinu within him. And when you access that, and everyone has the ability to access that Bechen of Moshe within him, then it becomes easy. Ma Hashem Shalom Imach. You will be able to have that Yira if you're connecting to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then one of the biggest yisaidais of this week's parsha is laleches b'chol derachav, which is similar to the v'halachta b'drachav, and the dafka bay, and like the chachamim always say, mahu nikra racham afata hayiracham, mahu nikra chanan afata hayachanan, that you should be a chanan, you should be a racham like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So the idea being is, even though we're flesh and blood, and we're in this world that has limits and boundaries, but because you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, we have that sense of infinity within us too, that we have the ability to have, to go in the ways of Hashem, and Hashem gives us extraordinary koychos beyond Teva, when we access it, and we want to do it, and we want to follow Hashem's ways. Similar to the way Bas Pare stretched out her hand, she did her part, and she was able to reach. This is what Hashem is telling us. Attach yourself to me, follow my ways, follow my good midos, and you will see that I will give you infinite kaychais to be memala those potential, to bring that out, that potential, and you'll do unbelievable things. And that is the way the Yid really is supposed to think. He's supposed to think, it's amazing. On one hand, anochi yofa ve'efer, I'm nothing. Everything I get is from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. But at the same time, when you recognize that, paradoxically, you recognize that, then Hashem empowers you, and you're able to accomplish amazing things, not because you're being samech on your own efforts and your own, that the results came from you. The results, taka, came from Hashem. But Hashem is empowering you. We said in another place, V'hini Hashem nitzav alav, when he's standing over you, people assume it's just that, oh, he's watching to make sure you don't make a wrong move. And, you know, there may be a point to that. It teaches you to have awe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He, Ayin Raya, he's watching you. Yes, but nitzav alav also means that he's with you. He's not just watching you to make sure you don't do anything wrong. He's nitzav alav, he's watching you to empower you at every moment to access that koyach that Hashem gives you to do what you need to do in this world to fulfill your tafkid in Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. And that is the yisoid of Laleches Bechol Derachav Oladavka Bay. Hashem is saying, you could do this because I'm putting that koyach in you. When you choose to do this and you want to connect with me and you want to act like with my holy midos of Chanun Verachum, you will be matzliach and you'll be able to do so with a full strength, in almost infinite strength, similar to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, because you're empowered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should all be zeichet to this, to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of halachta bedrachav, to be a walking representation and represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be proud of it, be mekadosh shem shamayim in all our behaviors, especially bein adam l'chaveray, especially with ahavas chinam, where everyone, not just Eden, but the whole world will see how beautiful our ways are, which means how beautiful our Rebbeinu Shloim is, who taught us how to do all these wondrous things in this world, to bring light to the world and refuah to the world. Bracha natzlacha.